WHCL, Clinton, New York. I needed some jazz. That was the Washboard Rhythm Kings in 1932. The Prussian Stomp. We ain't gonna eat. A little bit of reality, a little, you know, a little joy. You know, we're gonna dance even if we're, you know, we're starving. That piano in there. I didn't look up the personnel list because I usually have eight things going on at once, and I usually forget to do that. But sounded. I think Willie Lyon Smith was in that group, and I might have done. I don't know if he made that recording, but. That would be reminiscent of one of the better stride pianists. So those who have access to Russ' discography will have figured this out by now. Before that, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, the Mariners on the vocal, hanging on the garden gate, just sort of lolling there, waiting for stuff to happen in 1929 after the crash. Oh, well. So, well, there you go. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and we're exploring... you know, the aftermath, Black Friday and its aftermath, I should say. And what was the aftermath? Well, you know, people were. It was a depression. It really got bad. And 32 was about when it really started to get rough. 31 was bad. That's just why I was surprised that Guy Lombardo was having people send out little postcards to people with his music on it saying, you should be here at the Hotel Roosevelt. You know, you can afford it. Sure you can, pal. I don't know. Whatever. I enjoy that, too. Here's the Carter family. We're going to go a little eclectic here from Harry Smith's Anthology of Folk Music. Actually, 1936, No Depression in Heaven.
for fear the hearts of men are failing. For these are latter days we know, the Great Depression now is spreading. God's word declared it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of fall and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. Orphan children crying for bread, no weeping widows, toil or struggle, no shrouds, no coffins, and no death. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. This dark hour of midnight nearing, tribulation time will come. The storm will hurl in midnight fears and sweep lost millions to their doom. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there.
Thank you. my sweetheart comes to call. She's so charming, strong and tall. It's alarming how I fall. She's ideal, but then she isn't real, and I'm a fool. But aren't we all?
She's so charming, strong, and tall. That's so she could carry him for the next 10 years, I guess. Again, right after the crash, I think that was recorded. That was Vincent Lopez and his orchestra. Jack Parker on the vocal there. I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? Well, if he's looking for somebody, oh, he could hang around female basketball teams, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to, you know, find somebody strong and tall. there was Sarah Plain and tall, but someone who's strong and tall, you got to get a double shot of that. Before that, Vincent Rose and his orchestra, Scrappy Lambert there. There's no depression in love. Well, they've never really talked to anybody who's been in love, I guess. Apparently, love was booming. Of course, it was, you know, everything else cost money. That was 1931. Before that, the Carter Family, No Depression in Heaven. Well, that doesn't cost money at all. 1936, and that's a little prophecy thrown in there for those who dig it. This is Radiola for those who dig it, and I'm Andy Senior, and I've been on this show quite a while here, since 05, but still enjoying it a lot. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I'm digging it. And I want to say tomorrow, please tune in to my friend Mark Fuller. He's on at 8, and he does a great show, and he's going to be filling in for me next week. Doing a great job, too. And you want to hear what kind of a job he does normally, and he does a wonderful job. Radio just like you remember it, of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He's going to do a special show for this slot, so probably no Elvis. More little other things. But I recommend both programs, both Retro Radio and when Mark fills in, when I'm doing other things. And speaking of other things, here's speaking of Vince's, Vince Giordano is down at the Sophia's every Monday night. There's another Vince, yes, indeed. And he's going to be in Chicago next Saturday on the 31st. And that's on a previous playlist. If you want to check that out, he's going to be playing with members of the West End Jazz Band. And I'd give him a mention, even though I'm not playing any of their stuff tonight, because this is a depression show, and that would probably cheer me up too much. Speaking of depression and being a dreamer, well, you know, you couldn't dream forever. Here's Chick Bullock singing with, Chick Bullock's Lovey Laundress studio group there. 1932. Brother, can you spare a dime?
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed them on. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and line. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell. All of that Yankee doodle-dee-down. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Electric refrigerator with both hands full of dishes, and with a touch of your toe on a pedal, see the door swing open of its own accord. It's the Lenador, one of the many exclusive features of the new Leonard Electric, the refrigerator with the extra values. It has many unique features. Take, for instance, the egg basket. Instead of keeping the eggs in a carton or in a bowl where they might get broken, you place them in the handy rack attached to the bottom of the shelf, out of the way. Here are additional important features. The chillometer, vegetable crisper, defrosting switch, tabletop, broom high legs, one-piece porcelain interior, bar-type shelves, glass defrosting pan, rounded corners, easy for cleaning, 8 different freezing speeds, porcelain cooling unit, rubber shelf supports, cutaway lower shelf, and many others that we will show you in the new Leonard Electric. These extras come to you at no extra cost. Come to our showroom any day to see the new Leonard, the biggest value in electric refrigeration.
Chevrolet Motor Company will announce a great new car. We believe it is unquestionably the finest motor car this company has ever designed or built. Chevrolet's success has been due largely to the loyalty of its owners. Therefore, we are giving you this advance information so that you can arrange to be one of the first to experience the thrills of driving this new car. And when we say thrills, we mean just that. You will get the thrill of a smooth 60-horsepower six-cylinder engine with a speed of 65 to 70 miles per hour. The thrill of driving the first and only low-priced car with both simplified freewheeling and the silent shift synchromesh transmission. You will get the thrill of ultra-modern styling in smart new bodies by Fisher. And finally, the thrill of Chevrolet's greater comfort, durability, and economy at prices among the lowest at which motor cars are sold. So take advantage of this advance information to Chevrolet owners. And whether or not you intend to buy, arrange to drive this new car yourself and learn firsthand why Chevrolet is truly the great American value for 1932.
We'll be right back. One more week is just starting. The outlook's unusually bright. I'm the kingfish of finance, spite of a Saturday night. I'm not well up in knowledge. My Latin is terribly low. Today I'm the hero at college. I'm the only one with dough. Here it is Monday, and I've still got a dollar. So why should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I've still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar. So why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I've still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big time, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Monday and I still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar. So why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I've still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Yay, Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar.
Oh, there's Rudy being Rudy. Well, yeah, he still had a dollar because he was, you know, he could manage it. He really could. He gave his musicians like a nickel to take the subway. So can you imagine getting on the subway with a big, like a bass fiddle case? Very interesting thought that. But let's not think of it. But indeed, that's still here it is Monday, and I've still got a dollar from 1932. Before that, a couple of vintage ads also on Durium Records from 1931. They were, you know, meanwhile you had people, you know, marching in bread lines and things, and you had trying to sell them refrigerators so that they could put the food that they didn't have in there, and in cars too. And I guess with that Chevy, you know, even if you don't have the money, you can go there, and you know, if you bring a gun, it's a getaway car and you don't have to pay at all. I think Dillinger tried that. Ah, yes. So we started Chick Bullock. Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, 1932. And that's that was more really the reality of a lot of people. My mother said that she had cardboard soles in her shoes. My father was okay, but a lot of people ate a lot of Campbell's tomato soup, which you didn't need the refrigerator for. You know, a little ice would keep anything that was left over pretty well. This is Radio, and I think I'm keeping pretty well here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm still, you know, I haven't gone bad yet. Here's a set of rather intriguing love songs of the Depression era, and couple of very famous recordings and one obscure one. But we're going to go from the very sweet to the downright pathological in this set. We're going to start with Bing Crosby. On the original Brunswick 78, which he sounds like he's singing through about two different noses on this one, but what can you do? From 1931, Just One More Chance.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance, just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. We spend our lives in groping for happiness. I found it once and tossed it aside. I've paid for it with hours of loneliness. I've nothing to hide. I'd bury my pride for.
I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm just a prisoner of love. La 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 la. The good of my caring, if someone is sharing those arms with me. Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love.
That was right out of Kraft dubbing, wasn't it, gang? That was Mal Hallett's orchestra on an old Vocalion. Clark Yoakam was on the vocal there. Very sincere reading of that. Sweet Misery of Love Oh my goodness, that was that is pathological. You know, it's very we're getting into some some unfortunate territory here, which we're going to stay in for a minute, but we're going to get out of it soon. Before that, Russ Colombo, lovely copy, lovely recording, Prisoner of Love. Not quite as, there's some things there. On my knees to her, I'm creeping, sort of, somewhat getting there, but not quite like the last guy. Boy. And began with Bing Crosby, Groping for Happiness. As long as it's not in a movie theater, or else he would have to serve his sentence. Just One More Chance, 1931, off the original Brunswick, which I think was, I don't know, I think they recorded that with one of those bus station microphones they used to have, or something, or those things they used to sell kids so they could play the clarinet through the radio. But not a very good capturing of his voice, but classic recording nonetheless. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and this is a good microphone, so I actually sound better than I do in real life on this thing. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. This is Radiola. Every Friday night we're here. Next week it's going to be Mark Fuller, who's also on tomorrow night at 8. So check him out tomorrow, check him out next week, and then check him out again the next Saturday. But I'll have checked out by then for a while, but I'll be back. Continuing now, yes, a lot, you can see it was really depressing. It could have gotten nastier, I guess, but there was another element at work. There was a sort of, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and cheer up or else sort of mentality with the National Recovery Act and all this other stuff. And here's Dick Powell in 1933. I know, basically, he's selling it. He's selling it big time. The road is open again.
Dawn, the golden start of the day, you are the part of the day when hope is high. Dawn, within your glorious light, there is a spirit of fight that cannot die. Born is our tomorrow, gone is yesterday. There's a new day in view, there is gold in the blue, there is hope in the hearts of men. All the world's on the way to a sunnier day, 'cause the road is open again. There's a note of repair, there's a song in the air, it's the music of busy men. Every plow in the land meets a happier hand, 'cause the road is open again. There's an eagle blue in the White House too, on the shoulder of the president there, with a lusty call telling one and all, brother, do your share. There's a new day in view, there is gold in the blue, there is hope in the hearts of men. From the plain to the hill, from the farm to the mill, for the road is open again.
There's a new day in view, there is hope in the blue, there is hope in the hearts of men. All the world on the way to a sunnier day, 'cause the road is open again. There's a note of repair, there's a song in the air, it's the music of busy men. Every flower in the land is a happier hand, 'cause the road is open again.
There's an eagle blue in the White House too, on the shoulder of our president there, with a lusty call telling one and all,
brother, do your share.
There's a new in view, there is gold in the blue, there is hope in the hearts of men. From the plain to the hill, from the farm to the mill, for the road is open again.
stop tooting his horn. While the cobbler's shoeing, the bakers will bake a hole. When the brewer's brewing, folks, we'll all get a break. Yes, sir, a new day's coming for Levy and Burke. A new day's coming for the boss and for the clerk. No more bumming, oh sir, we'll all go to work. There's a new day coming soon.
Yeah, I love that. That's the only response to the previous two selections. Definitely, that was Eddie Cantor in 1931. And that mood carried on, too. There had to be some cynicism, or else, you know, you could march all you want and chant and do that and be happy and, support the, there's an eagle on the president's shoulder. That's why he had to have his suit dry cleaned all the time. And, of course he did. That was Eddie Hanner with Phil Spitalny. I just played the vocal half of that because, I'm running short here, but that's enough. That's all you need to hear of that. Before that, Ted Lewis, There's a New Day Coming, 1933. And Ted was, he was working, so, he was happy. Good player, good sound there on that record. Before that, Nick Powell, almost maniacally happy about the road being open, except there's construction about three blocks down. The road is open again, 1933. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and we're gonna. Yeah, it did get better eventually. You know, they had to basically get into a war to start up the defense industries, which is where most of our prosperity comes from anyway. But. Yeah, well, figure that one out. There were inklings too of things getting better. And here's Russ Colombo singing Bing Crosby's theme, but I love how he does this in 1931, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Thank you.
there, someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Tomorrow we come, see the sun through the gray, it's the dawn of a new day. Here we come, young and old, come to watch all the wonders unfold, and the tune that we play, it's the dawn of a new day. Tell the wolf at the door that we don't want him round anymore, better times here to stay, as we live and laugh the American way. Listen one, listen all, there can be no resisting the call. Come hail the dawn of a new day. Thank you.
It had a vaguely, totalitarian sound to it. But that's actually the song that the Gershwins wrote for the opening of the World's Fair. Yes, The Dawn of a New Day, played by Horace Heidt. Alvino Ray there on the guitar, all that sliding. Before that, Russ Colombo, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Golden of the Day from 1931. But it was, things were getting better, and they would have gotten better eventually, probably. But defense industries didn't hurt when they started the war, so... they just kill a few people to get better here. This is Radiola, and I don't have to kill anybody, not even myself, to do this show. Every Friday night, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, 8 p.m. Next week, Mark Fuller will be on in my stead, and he will do a marvelous job. He'll also be on tomorrow night at 8 p.m., so please tune in at WHCL. And you heard it already. So here's, we'll finish with this. Real depression song, but nice one. WHCL, Clinton, New York.